Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
Coming up tonight, Aria's got an update on Lambda, the Google AI that one of their ethicists, I think, said that this was like 2 months ago, said that it's sentient, and then Google put him on administrative leave and then subsequently fired him over violating his non-disclosure agreement. We've been following that case pretty closely, so we'll get an update on what's going on with Lambda, plus the European energy, you want to call it a crisis, a self-made crisis. They did this to themselves. There's some interesting developments there as well. But we're actually going to start out a little closer to home here with John Michael DeMay. He is one of the, I believe, founders of Rise Up New Hampshire, RiseUpNH.org. Now, John Michael, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you live out here in the Cheshire County area of New Hampshire, and you had approached me about possibly coming on the show, and I said, well, you know, we do a national show. This isn't necessarily – we probably have a handful of listeners at best in the Cheshire County area. I don't know. We have no idea, right?
That's true. I mean, we're not on any radio stations
at this time. We're not on radio in local the local area. But there's something going on that you guys are putting together that may be a benefit, the concept at least, I thought would be interesting to talk about, that other people might be able to kind of take in their local area and duplicate it. Before we get into what that event is, let's talk a little bit about what Rise Up New Hampshire is. When was it formed? What led to its formation?
Well, thanks for having me on again.
Sure.
Rise Up New Hampshire came about because of all the COVID mandate crazy stuff that we saw happening, and I think it was just a bunch of us in Keene initially that came together and put together a petition to stop kids from being masked. Little good did that do, because we didn't know really the mass formation that was coming into being at that point, but that's kind of what got us going. And I actually wrote a book about my observations about the early COVID era. Most of it was written in April, May, June of 2020. But then it just ballooned to a website, and you know, most of us who are members are in the Monadnock region, but we have people from around the state. And we put on a bunch of events, similar to the one we'll be talking about, tonight. And, you know, I think our purpose is like a lot of other people, other places around the country and the world. We're just trying to find common cause. I'm a former, you know, ersatz Democrat / liberal who, I say the party left me. I certainly have libertarian tendencies, conservative viewpoints on many things, including social justice issues. And so we're finding, you know, a big tent, and we're people are tired of it, and there are a lot of other groups doing different types of things in New Hampshire that are important and necessary, and we're just one, and, you know, we help network with all those other groups. So the event that we're talking about tonight was kind of a natural outgrowth of that.
It's interesting that you described your own personal journey as having come from the left. When you looked at kind of what protest movements existed against COVID, especially, you know, right after it first started, it seemed to be pretty right-wing. A lot of the events out in Concord that I attended, you saw a bunch of Trump flag waving people, and if the left was there, they were really quiet about it. What's your impression, having been, you know, 2 years on at this point, you know, looking at the support for Rise Up New Hampshire, are you getting people from all across the political spectrum? Is it heavier one side than it is another? Or is there a lot of people from the left that are upset about the COVID crackdowns?
Well, we don't ask people's political affiliation when they come to us, but we do have conversations, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there are people, I would say the majority of people are more right-oriented or libertarian-oriented, which I don't necessarily think a libertarian is right.
No, yeah, thank you for that. You're right.
I don't like the models.
Right.
How they put that. But, yes, in fact, you know, you probably know because you're from the county as well here in Cheshire County, that is, you know, is considered a liberal corner of the state.
It is, yeah.
So we have Keene State College. We have Antioch. We've got, you know, that sort of thing. It's Dartmouth is not far away. And so this is considered sort of that corner of the state. But, you know, a lot of the people that joined me, in fact, initially, were, you know, once liberals, but those who had really been more awake to things, like people who had been involved in the 9/11 truth movement, for example. So though they might have had those tendencies, they certainly had their ear to the ground. And I would say, you know, to answer your other question, over the course of time, I would say that the tent has gotten bigger, largely because I think at this point we're just seeing the adverse events from the jab, and I think people are understanding generally more of the psyop that we're under and the Great Reset and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the lies are, you know, are starting to unravel to anybody who's paying attention. I marked for show prep here tonight. I mean, just I'll share the headline here. CNN's medical analyst now says masking stunted her toddler's language development. Surprise!
Yeah, we've been saying this for 2 years.
This woman was somebody who we had talked about before because she was a talking head going on all the television shows. Her name is Leanna Wen.
Language specialist?
Whatever she is.
Yeah, no.
She's a doctor, and she was on there pushing all the masking and all the vaccinations and all the obedience, and now she is changing her tune.
They're not necessarily changing their tune to say, hey, look, there were, you know, side effects, there were consequences of this. They would probably make the argument that, you know, yes, it stunted her child's growth,
but it was necessary.
But it was for the greater good.
Yeah. And or they'll say the science has changed or the data has changed.
Maybe, and I don't have the exact quotes from her in that case. But John Michael, what happened to the leftists who, prior to 2020 and 2021, you can go back and find evidence of them saying things like, oh, I don't trust the FDA. You can't trust the pharmaceutical corporations. You know, this trust of not trusting in mega corporations, all that just evaporated. How did that happen?
Well, I think it was basically, it's an authoritarian paradigm, as all parties have some level of authoritarianism. And it's a very tribal thing, as I'm sure you know. So everyone on the left was identifying with not Trump, the Orange Band bad thing, right?
You said it earlier, mass formation.
Yeah.
AKA Trump derangement syndrome. And so it became, an element of identity politics, really, to be against anything that Trump said. And I did, in my research early on, this was back in March and April of 2020, I was, you know, when I think Trump said something about hydroxychloroquine, and it was getting all this bad press. I'm like, well, it's a longstanding WHO essential medicine, long history of use all around the world, over the counter in a lot of areas. And, you know, as I did my research, I found there were studies on it that showed it was a potent antiviral. You know, obviously we know the data that's come into being since then as a similar to ivermectin. But I was like, the fix is in here. It's obviously we're under a complete psyop. And the people on the left, from, you know, all the, you know, the doublespeak and the misinformation and censorship they were getting, they went along with their tribe and their party. And
they sure did. And it even happened to the point where you could find their differences in what they said from 2020 to 2021, meaning before Trump lost the election. They were, a lot of them were saying, I'll never take the Trump jab. And then 3 months later, they're lining up to take the Trump jab because then it was the Biden jab. I mean, it's just like, it must have been mind blowing. Did you, as somebody who might probably know people on the left, did you get pushback from some of your friends because you were being skeptical about this?
Well, that's mildly put. And I'm sure anyone who's on the left or has been on the left and tried to talk to their family or friends about it, knows that it's, you know, it was for the most part a losing proposition. Mm. I was trying to get people to steel man my arguments, which is, you know, read the research I've read, tell me that you've understood it, and then tell me if there's not something there. Because I was, you know, reading, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but I was reading very well researched people, Dr. Robert Malone, James Lyons Weiler, lots of other folks like them, and you know, the evidence, it seems to me to have been pretty clear that this wasn't what they were saying it was.
John Michael DeMay is with us here from RiseUpNH.org. We're going to continue the conversation here in moments. And, of course, your calls are welcome. We're talking about bringing people together to oppose this authority.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here if you want to jump in to the conversation. You're welcome to the number. It's 603-283-6160. We're talking about bringing people together of maybe disparate viewpoints, not necessarily that they all have to agree on everything, but if they agree on an issue, in this case COVID and the associated authoritarian, tyrannical crackdowns that we've seen in the last couple of years all across the world, you know, what can we do to help move, bring people together on that issue and network with one another? And we've got John Michael DeMay with us here from Rise Up New Hampshire. But before we bring him back on, I do want to say thank you to KC Masterpiece, who is a supporter of the Free Talk Live Amps Patreon. KC has joined as a gold level, has been on, I guess, as a gold level supporter, meaning he's doing, or she, don't know, is doing at least $10 a month for advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what Amps stands for. It's our Patreon. You can help us by going to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com to do that there. As we go back to John Michael DeMay from riseupnh.org, and this is something that I think other people can learn from. You don't have to be in New Hampshire for this to be relevant. The idea of how to oppose this tyranny, how to organize people, which has always been a challenge for us libertarians. The old joke is it's like herding cats to try to get libertarians on the same page and support this, you know, the same thing. And even in during the, you know, the worst of the COVID times, quote unquote, there were even some people who should have known better who fell for the, you know, even the libertarians who are supposed to be born critics of the government and skeptical of what it is that these government guys say. Some of them fell for it hook, line, and sinker. The whole fear thing about, oh my God, I might catch something, really did work on some people. Now, I could understand it initially when some folks didn't know anything about what was going on, and all we had was videos of people falling over in the streets from China, which was probably completely, you know, false, you know, created by the Chinese government. But I can understand some people falling for it initially, and some of those people did come out of the fog, and they did come back to being anti-government and skeptical. But man, it did surprise me how many people fell for this. And John Michael, it sounds like you were pretty surprised too, with folks on the left who frequently would be critical of big corporations, critics of mega drug companies pushing their product. You know, they lined right up for this stuff.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to imagine, quite honestly. And, you know, it's like you think that you can offer factual information to people and that they would go, oh, that's real. But because it had become identitarian, they weren't willing to hear anything, as I'm sure you've heard. And they it was, you know, it's been quite the journey, I think, for a lot of us, just figuring out, especially having come from the left, you know, who our new, you know, tribe is. Mm-hmm. But it was clear to me pretty early on who was talking about, you know, freedom of health choices, freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom of thought. And it wasn't, people on the left, of course, compounded on the left by the, ascendant, social justice, a critical race theory, you know, LGBTQ, you know, the whole extremism on that side. Not saying there aren't issues to deal with there, but the extremist points of view, which I think heralded a kind of a totalistic or totalitarian mindset, which would not brook any kind of alternative or what I've been calling since the beginning a heterodox viewpoint. Heterodox just being something that's not orthodox. Mm-hmm. In other words, more than one perspective might have some validity. Let's reboot our society in such a way that, you know, we can be open to the heterodox. And it's not going to happen, you know, with a 30-second soundbite or some quick little cancellation takedown.
John, I'm curious. When all of this COVID-19 stuff and all the lockdowns and the government overreach really escalated, there were a large number of groups that formed, even just here in New Hampshire, a large number of groups, like We the People NH was one of them. The Committee of Safety was another.
They'd been around. Well, Rebuild New Hampshire or
I may be wrong about which ones formed or which ones became revitalized, but a lot of them, you know, popped up for the first time ever. What's caused you to create your own group instead of joining one of these that already existed and was rebelling against, maybe not rebelling, that wouldn't really be the right word, but why create your own group instead of joining forces with one of those that already existed?
Well, I think we were early adopters, and so I don't know what else was exactly there at the time. We weren't really thinking of ourselves as an activist group right away. It was just like, well, here's a petition. And then I was like, well, I wrote this book. Why don't I put that up there? And then people were getting in touch with us. And I think a lot of it comes down to, it's really not about the different groups so much, although we can talk about that. And I think this does, this does fit into my approach, but it's like, where can you find community? And so for us, a lot, the center of our efforts are here because I'm here and all of the members who started us are here in the region. We ended up just like getting together at Country Life Restaurant and, you know, finding community. I did last summer, along with a colleague of mine, we call it a resilience group, which is more or less just an empathy group. You know, people, nurses, parents, you know, who've been through things with their kids in schools, nurses having to, you know, quit their jobs, you know, or give the jab. And, you know, so there's a lot of pent up stuff. So, you know, where I'll lead the conversation as we come back around to talking about this event is people need community here. They have a great need for it. You can get some on statewide efforts with other groups, but at the end of the day, you need to be able to find people in your community, and that's really what this is all about.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that makes sense. You shouldn't have to drive to Concord to meet people that have a similar belief system.
Or virtually.
Yeah.
Being able to sit down with someone and look them in the eye.
Oh, and how important was that, you know, especially at that time, to be able to actually find people who were willing to go into the same room with one another and actually give a hug or a handshake or some sort of simple human communication. I mean, it was... There's still people walking around with masks on today.
I saw one today. I was stunned when I went to CVS to get paper towels. That was probably the first time I've seen someone in a mask in probably a few weeks.
You must not be getting out much.
I don't go to Target and Walmart and crap like that. No, I mean, that's well known that I avoid those places because they're awful.
It's minimal compared to its peak, for sure. But I'd say it's still, what would you say around here, 1 out of 10? 2 out of 10, somewhere in that range, Shawn Michael?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. When I'm out and about, that's kind of what I see. It's not the majority, but there's still quite a few, including people, you know, in their cars all by themselves wearing masks and stuff like that.
I saw that today as well.
Good Lord, it's like 90 degrees out there today.
I saw an old lady walking down the street with a mask on, too, all alone.
So here's the thing that I tried to point out to people. In 2019, prior to all this, the WHO standards for care around pandemics were no social distancing, masking doesn't really work, you know, it's mandates, you know, closing things down, schools and stuff, that doesn't really work. And then, of course, as things came and evolved, you know, pushing a mask mandate, a lot of us are like, well, there's 4 decades of, like, mask studies.
But now, John Michael, now they're saying all those things again. Masks don't work, social distance doesn't work.
We're going to continue here. John Michael, you've got time to stick with us, right?
I have all night.
All right. More coming up here in moments. We're going to talk about bringing groups together for the purpose of standing up against tyranny, basically.
Rebellion.
Yeah, there's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live, and you can...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
People living in flood-stricken Jackson, Mississippi are being told not to drink tap water. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency and activating the Mississippi National Guard as residents in the capital city are without safe running water following heavy rains. Replacing our largest city's infrastructure of running water with human distribution is a massively complicated logistical task. We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people for an unknown period of time.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is dead at the age of 91. It's unclear what the cause of death was. He grew up under Stalin's regime and experienced German occupation in World War II. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 308 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is addressing supporters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, 10 weeks out from the November midterms, with a speech about gun crime and funding the police.
I'm determined to ban assault weapons in this country. Determined. I did it once before, and I'll do it again.
This comes as many Democratic leaders were calling for the defund the police movement during the Black Lives Matter riots. All eyes are on a hearing in West Palm Beach, Florida on Thursday.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, though. Right now, if you get a question that is or a comment that's relevant to the topic at hand, that would be preferred. We do have John Michael DeMay with us from Rise Up New Hampshire, an organization that came about during the beginnings of the COVID crackdowns that happened to bring people together who needed community when a lot of friends, people you thought were your friends, were ready to throw you to the wolves and, you know, report you to the government gang and have something happen to you if you didn't go along with their plan, which was to mask up and
lock down
and then eventually turn up your sleeve and let them inject an experimental medication into your arm. God knows what that is doing to people out there. There's a lot of interesting theories.
We're going to be finding out for many, many years to come.
And John Michael, thanks for being with us here. We're going to get to the whole idea of, you know, how do we bring people together and what are you guys doing to accomplish that? That I think is the ultimate goal here. But there's obviously a lot that we can cover. I know that you're concerned, as we have been, with this whole. You mentioned it on the website, RiseUpNH.org, the Great Reset. We've covered this. What was it? Klaus Schwab.
Davos.
Is his name at World Economic Forum, and some of the things they've been doing over the last, not just the last 2 years, they've become much more visible in the last 2 years, but of course they've been around for something like 40 or 50 years at this point. And so I imagine you also are concerned with that. Can you tell our audience what the Great Reset is, at least from your understanding?
Sure, yeah, and this is something that, like many of us, we were pointing out from the very beginning of the pandemic, like, hey, there's an agenda here. It has to do with basically resetting the global financial system now that debt's gone crazy and, you know, we can't cover our national debt, and the people are getting off the petrodollar because they're sick of getting pushed around. So that's going to, you know, that's going to repatriate inflation because we've been able to offshore that now for decades, and so forth. And of course, it's part of the Agenda 21 / Agenda 2030, thing, I guess you could call it, the UN plan, that the WEF or World Economic Forum, or as somebody calls them, the Mother Wefers, have been talking about for quite a while. But like you said, they've come out of the closet. It was sort of, you know, well, we'll leave it at Davos and these other places. And no, they came out with a website, you know, all about the Great Reset, you know, with, you know, umpteen levels deep and talking about exactly how they were planning to do this. It has to do with artificial intelligence and controlling systems across the planet in a top-down fashion. It has to do with climate change mitigation, SPRSATs, climate change mitigation, and so many other things, moving people into smart cities, the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things. It's like things that they know that they could never pass if it was up to a Democratic majority to say this, that we would put up with this. But, you know, under the guise of emergency, yep, just the way they did, you know, with the jabs, they're trying to do everything or anything. And you've seen in the recent executive order that Biden has pretty much given himself permission to be, you know, king and God all in one and do anything. So,
What executive order are you referring to? Because I don't generally pay a lot of attention to
student loan forgiveness.
Okay.
No, it's not that one. It's another executive. I could look it up maybe on the next break and find it for you.
John,
but anyway,
do you think these elitists they're succeeding, they're winning, or do you think they've faltered in the last 6 months?
Well, it's really hard to say, you know, because we're kind of in the middle of it still. I think when people talk to me, and you know, we see what's going on in Australia or Poland or, you know, Norway, and, you know, they're trying to shut down farmers there. And it's, you know, and Canada, of course, you've seen that as well. And it's like they're picking on these weaker countries to see what they can get away with. It's like testing grounds. So they're getting a lot of pushback. I mean, they're not rolling a lot of this out in, you know, the United States proper, although we are an unusual country.
We have guns.
And we have guns. But, you know, so I think you know, they're trying to roll it out. But I think the people in this country are not going to put up with it. Of course, central bank digital currencies is one of the main aims of the financial controllers, which is a way, you know, getting rid of paper money and having everybody, you know, have a credit card and that or debit card, and that debit card will tell you what you can eat, and you'll, if you buy something like meat, you'll get carbon, carbon score that will be deducted probably. And, you know, so it's a, you know, as Catherine Austin Fitz said, you know, it's buying, they'll give you money, but you can only buy from the company store at that point. So this will be resisted with great ferocity here in the United States and a lot of other countries, although it's interesting to see how much they're getting away with in the EU right now.
Yeah, look at their energy problems that are going to be coming up this winter.
I mean, I'm from Mississippi, where, you know, people are hardcore Christians and Mark of the Beast, all of that sort of thing. I would have expected a lot more pushback against central bank digital currencies and all of these COVID measures that we've seen in the last few years brought about by governments. But I've also been sort of disheartened because of COVID-19. I don't think the Christian right is going to resist these sorts of things in the way they would expect.
Look at how many churches all over the U.S. literally closed down when the government said so.
You know, I'm not a Christian by any means. However, I have to agree with them on that. The idea, whether or not, you know, their theology is correct or not, this idea of the government controlling all
aspects of
all
your life,
commerce, and saying, hey, look, you said something we don't like now, or you don't have our stamp of approval, now you can't buy food. It's terrifying.
Conan, I mean, you brought up that you feel like they might have faltered, or you're wondering if they had faltered in the last
six
months.
Look at everyone who's stepping back. You got the CDC director stepping back. Fauci is quitting. I mean, you have everyone who's coming back. Now it's actually looking like they're going to want to blame this on Trump. They've been supporting it for 2 years, but now there's this new spin where, and by the way, Operation Warp Speed, it was Trump's jab. Mm. And then as soon as Biden got elected, bam,
and
everyone changed their tune, but now they're coming back because I don't know. I don't how many just today, this week's new heart attack reason. Guess what it is? They're blaming it on car exhaust. You know, it's been, they blamed it on everything else. They're going to start running out of things to blame heart attacks on because people are dropping like flies out there. Look at European athletes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they might just be taking a break in order to allow things to feel like, oh, well, things could get back to normal, and then they're going to come in with, you know, some other emergency down the line?
I think they might be in the hope stage, where they have pushed it as far as they can, and now they've released the burners, they've turned the flames off, and now they're giving, everyone's coming back to reality, coming, they're all seeping down, because now we're in the hope stage, which is going to allow this, when they turn it back up again, to full notch. The people are going to be able to survive.
What do you think, John Michael? Is this sort of an engineered lull in crackdown stuff?
You see, they've been trying to roll out monkeypox. Lots of food processing plants have burned down.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And so I have a sort of an, I'm not to disagree with any of that because that is all going on, but in a larger context, Timothy Leary once said that the universe is an intelligence test. So we can make the argument that everything that's going on now is designed to wake humanity up. If this doesn't work, then we weren't worth waking up in the first place. I know that's kind mm-hmm. of a, you know, it's kind of a, an extreme statement, but it's
wake
designed.
Up to what?
It's just wake up to our true sovereignty, to our true power, to our unenumerated true rights as sovereign individuals. I mean, go on and on. It's like most of us have not grown up in a world where we have to take any responsibility for the community around us. Other people did it. That's the way the Republic is sort of designed, but we did not realize, or many of us did not realize, that it was completely captured or to be completely captured by the likes of the deep state and the WEF and all the other players that we now have captured this so entirely, such that we, you know, can't get any traction at all from institutions. One of the things I was talking about.
I have to ask you to hold that thought, John Michael. We're going to continue here in a moment. There have been some positives out of all of this. And, of course, one of them is that more people are homeschooling than ever before.
Yep.
That's one of them. Getting people to work from home has been a benefit for those people.
If you consider that a good thing.
I think it is for some people. It frees them to leave the big cities. And people leaving these, you know, places, leaving places and moving, voting with their...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to comment on the COVID crackdown. We're kind of looking back at, you know, bringing people together during that time. We did that here in Keene as well as we could. We didn't know about the Rise Up New Hampshire group. Didn't hear about the rebuild or reopen New Hampshire until a little ways in. But the, right out the gate, on the very first night that the governor, his excellency, I believe is how he refers to himself.
God King Sununu himself.
When he put out the notice of the quote-unquote stay-at-home, New Hampshire stay-at-home 2.0 or whatever the hell they called it, we went out the very first, that very same night, that first night it was to go into effect at 11:59 or whatever, and at midnight we went out to the Keene Central Square and threw a party, and then we continued to throw that party week after week after week until it just got too damn cold to stay out there. I think we did 36 weeks in a row, if I recall correctly, and it was a lot of fun. So
it was so weird, man. Like, I was on, I think, Penguin's show that day, or Mr. Penguin's show that day, Freedom Decrypted. I went down into his basement to do the show with him. Everything was fine. And when I came back out 2 hours later, God King Emperor Sununu's orders had gone into effect, or he had released them or whatever. It was a very surreal experience of going down into the cave, so to speak, and then arising to find that the world had complete. I never expected it to happen in New Hampshire.
Yeah, when you come out of Plato's cave, Arya, it's supposed to be enlightening. You're supposed to, to see the sun
this
for the first time.
This was enlightening, but in a different way. Yeah. It was enlightening in that I finally was able to see how many of my neighbors were total order followers and would do every single ridiculous
thing. We were talking in the last break, the last segment, about how what has come of this. What have we figured it out? And one of the best one probably is the homeschooling system that is going into overdrive. Well, but the other one is realizing who your neighbors really are and how far they'll stoop to obey authority.
Yeah, the masks made it really easy to identify. But, of course, there were still those people that were the kind of go-along-to-get-along types who didn't really want to put the mask on, but they also didn't want their neighbors to say mean things to them.
Yep.
So they went along to get along, and those people, I think, were also a really sad story. But on the good side of things, we're kind of going down the list of things. You mentioned homeschool. I think a lot of people working from home has been a benefit because it's allowed them to escape some of these big cities and migrate with their feet. And John Michael DeMay is with us here from RiseUpNH.org, talking about bringing people together. And one of the things we've seen here, John Michael, is there's a lot of people coming into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I know that's one of the groups you want to get together, and you've got this networking event coming up. We'll talk about how other people can kind of emulate this in their area. But I think this is one of the best things that could have happened is there were a lot of libertarians who knew about what was happening here in New Hampshire.
And this was the camel that broke the straw's back.
Yeah, this was the linchpin for them. They said, okay, wow, things are really happening. You know, it's getting bad here in New York, California, fill in the blank. And people finally got off their duffs, and they made the move and or are making the move, planning immediately to get here as soon as possible. The Free State Project hit a record number of movers in the year 2021, and I suspect they're on track to match or top that this year. So that's the good news, is people are separating themselves, and there's this natural migration going on. You're seeing conservatives move down to Florida and Texas. You're seeing maybe more liberals move out to Massachusetts, New York, California, and libertarians coming here to New Hampshire. What are some of the other – can you think of some of the positives? Have we missed anything in our recap here?
Some of the positives it's
– looking on the bright side of all this.
Those of us who have been looking at this for a long time, looking at the system for a long time, and I'm sure that includes all of you there, have seen that, you know, that it was corrupt and, you know, we're questioning what is going to bring this down. As I was about to say before the break, that I've been listening to Dr. Zach Bush and others, and it was our view, and I agreed with him, that, you know, we had a pandemic of poisoning going on for decades, you know, whether it's glyphosate or this crap they put in the food or whatever, and it's been shown by the fact that kids in the United States, by the time 18, about 54% of them end up with some kind of chronic or debilitating disease. 54%, now that's a pandemic, not what we are seeing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're looking at the opportunity here. It's an incredible opportunity to refashion, what society is going to be like for the next 100 or 200 or hopefully 500 years. And it can't be what's gone before. We have to really just, and it's coming down, but my concern is unless we get together and talk about what we really want, we're just going to end up with whatever the default options are. So that's part of why we're trying to bring groups together, because we who see what's going on, it doesn't matter if we're left, right, middle, or on a line. We need to come together in this moment. We need to absolutely and find our common ground. I think it's already there, but we need to like work it some more. And I think initially the idea for this event, which by the way is happening on September 24th in Swansea, is that bringing the groups together, individuals from the group, not so much in part to network with the groups, but more so to get people more density, more people from the areas within the region to find each other.
Mm-hmm.
So more people in Keene, more people in Alston, more people in Ringe, right? Let's find who else is awake. Let's work on relocalization of supply chain stuff. What are we going to do for food? What are we going to do for water? What about energy? What about co-ops? Community networking, barter, in-person gatherings, starting freedom cells like Derek Rose's work.
Mm-hmm.
This is not new. What about for homeschooling, as you were mentioning? What about apprenticeships? What about skills that are going to come back into vogue, like, fixing engines, for example? We're fixing so many different things that have gone by the wayside in our kind of throw it away, planned obsolescent economy. And then, of course, alternative healthcare is huge. That's a really huge thing. That's one of the things that brought a lot of people together in the first place. Where can we go to get our dentistry or, mm-hmm. Pregnancy care or whatever it is without needing to wear a mask in there or have a jab? And then things like a local currency system. So, how do we reconfigure this given, the range of possible scenarios? And I'm not really a doomer. But I think we can make this landing better if we get together and start networking and kind of grappling.
Yeah, this makes sense. And I mean, just as you're throwing a lot of those topics out there, I'm thinking of people that I know that, you know, are into this stuff, and they would be great to talk about this. And you're right. It's hard to get out of our circles. We've got the people that we know, but we don't know the people we don't know. And so being able to bring some of those folks together from various different freedom-oriented groups. You've got a long list. I won't go through them here, but there's some of the more prominent groups here in New Hampshire that are going to be represented at this event, and many of whom probably don't know one another. And so I think that this is a really good idea, and whether it's you that's been putting this together with your team there, I want to say thanks for doing it, and thanks for reaching out to us. I think this is going to be a good event, and I think other folks in other parts of the country or other parts of the world, this is worth doing. Doing, you know, maybe where you're at, find a central location, reach out to identify different groups that have an interest in more freedom, and just, you know, get them together and get them in the same room and get them talking. As I understand it, you're going to have maybe a representative from each of these groups give a short presentation kind of about what they're about, and what else do you have envisioned for this?
Yeah, so that's part of it, and then the rest is we'll probably have some kind of panel discussion. It may end up focusing on the healthcare issue, or there may be some other ones. As I had mentioned to you before, just those few issues I mentioned, just a few of the many that we really need to start talking about. But I think the primary thing will be for people to find each other. So there'll be different areas where they can go to find folks from their area of the region, so northwest, east, south, center, and then be able to share kind of like, you know, what you're good at, what you might be available to teach or share, what kind of support you might need, you know, start to develop those networks. You know, maybe those people can come together and start meeting themselves locally. And this is what we're trying to do here. And then we think if this is successful, we can do it in other areas of the state. Mm-hmm. And I should point out that the groups that form belong to themselves, like every other voluntarious thing. They don't belong to anybody.
Sure.
We might have some suggestions as to how to do it so they don't break apart in the first instance. We might have some suggestions. We might have some support to offer them to get going. But really, they belong to themselves in the true vision of a voluntarist universe. So yeah, it's all upward from there, because then as people get together and talk about what they're seeing, what they're wanting, what they're needing, you know, what's coming up for them, then they get to share their visions, their resources, and their needs, and we do the great hookup that way.
This makes a lot of sense. You cannot do this stuff online. It's just that stuff doesn't work. Got to get people in real life, press the flesh, shake hands, meet people. Got to have name tags. Don't forget to have name tags for people, because nothing's worse than going to a networking event and being, you know, people being embarrassed about not being able to remember somebody's name. John Michael DeMay from RiseUpNH.org. We'll look forward to seeing you in a few weeks. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We'll let you get to your night, but really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, check them out at RiseUpNH.org. And again, this is you know, pretty simple model that I think anybody anywhere can emulate. If you care about what's coming and you want to get people together, you got to put some effort into it. There's more coming up by hour 2.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.